And God said, Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Pastor Pinda is a pastor of a Loyalty House International Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denomination, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and pray. Father, grateful. We are honored to be in your presence. Hali Baba ya Sunday, live, live, live. I want you to talk to God this morning. Ngicela ukuthi akhulume nawe. Hambele be Sunday, live, 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 ya Sunday, live, live. Hali Baba Baba yesile ze yakaba Baba 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 Baba. Yesu. Ya Baba 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 Baba. Ya Sunday, live, live, live. Ya Baba Baba, live, live, live. Ya Sunday, live, live. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody pray. Father, Holy Spirit, be with us. Ya Baba 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 Baba. Ya bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sin bows in your presence. Sin bows in your presence. Father, it is been exalted and given a name that is above every name. Let sickness bow. Let poverty bow.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Let the presence of God fill this church. Outside in the overflows. In the children's church. Holy Spirit, we are welcome.
Yes.
My beloved. Before I preach, take out your phone. Do you have a phone? Take it out. I want you to take a selfie with your neighbor and update your status and write hashtag IMS. 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 IMS.
IMS.
IMS. And then update before I preach. Take a photo, take a selfie with some people.
That is Tobe Nambanwako.
Take a selfie. It's selfie time in church. Oh yes, we are here, we are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you updated? Take your seats. It's time for preaching. Somebody say, preach, Pastor, preach. Are you blessed to be in church? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I'm preaching on why your soul is important. Why your soul is important. You know, sometimes in this world you would think if you don't have money, you are not important. You would think if you are young, you are not important. You would think that if you are not important. When you are poor, they will say you are not important. But you see, the Bible says that in John chapter 3, verse 16.
John chapter 3 verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now God would not send his son into this world if you were not important. The fact that God would send his son to die for your sins
It
means there is a part about you that is very important to God. Now, God did not send his son because you are a rich man. He did not send his son because you are very beautiful. I know you are hot, but that is not the reason. God did not send his son because you are well educated. He sent his son because you are carrying a soul. You are a spirit. And God is concerned about the status of your soul. He is concerned about the condition of your soul. He is concerned about the destination of your soul. Now the Bible teaches us of a story about Lazarus and the rich man. Tell your neighbor Lazarus and the rich man. In Luke chapter 16 verse 19, in NLT it says that, and Jesus said, there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and in fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury.
There was a rich man.
Who always
this guy was rich, he was living large.
Maybe that month was a error rent.
Maybe he was a person.
Maybe that month was a extension three.
Maybe he was
a Belfast. Maybe he was a bank and felt.
Maybe a Puma bank and felt.
I don't
know where this rich man was, but I think he was from Mpumalanga.
And his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open
source.
Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham in heaven.
Do you notice that
when Lazarus died,
he didn't just stay in the burial yard.
Listen, Bible, Lazarus, Magashona.
The Bible says when
immediately
died,
angels came to carry him and took him to heaven. The Bible says that, but when the rich man died, immediately he found himself in hell.
There are people who love lies. When they say when people are still in the burial site,
but
the Bible doesn't say that.
Listen, immediately when Lazarus died, angels came to escort him. I'm wondering that when you die, who will escort you? The Bible says it was not the ancestors. It said it was what? Angels. But it says when the rich man died. Next verse. And the rich man shouted, go back, you have skipped. The rich man died in verse 23. Or I should read for myself. Verse 23. And he went to a place of the dead. There he was tormented. He saw Abraham afar off at a distance with Lazarus at his side. The Bible says that when the rich man died, he went to a place where he was tormented. The rich man shouted to Abraham, have some pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames.
The Bible says the rich man, when he died,
he went to hell. Why is so going?
He went to hell. There is no one in the burial site. If you go to
and
speak to the dead thinking that is there,
but listen, Bible, ezulwini.
The Bible says when
one wakashona uyesokweni.
The other one went to hell.
Njengoba sihlela.
Like we are sitting here.
Sonke sizawushona.
All of us will die.
Asathi ukuthi sizawushona nini.
We don't know when.
Mara sizawushona.
Surely we'll die.
Akushoni bantu abadzala kuphela.
Not only old people die.
Kushona nalabancane.
The young ones die.
Yes.
Yebo.
You know sometimes when you speak about death, young people think that yeah, masengina 72.
Na ukhuluma ngekufa abantu abancane abacanda mhlambe
ufana na sina. Everyone dies and no one here knows when they will die.
Wonke umuntu uyafa kepha akukho lo.
Between you and your friend you do not know who will bury who.
Phambi kwakho nomngane wakho abazi ukuthi ngibaye ngcwaba lo munye.
Between you and your neighbor you don't know who will bury who.
Kono makhelwane wakho
I can guarantee you someone will bury another person.
Kufanele akuthembisa niyangqwabana.
Sometimes you know people don't want to come to church.
Labanye they abafuni kuzesontweni.
Until they die.
Baze bashone.
Uzibuthe ukuthi abamgqobi ngane tshwaleni lo.
Then you ask yourself why are they not burying him by the
sontweni ngoba
by the ship.
Bekakufita bakutshela ukuthi buthe water and lighthouse IMS uzawufuni.
Because we'll keep on calling you that come to lighthouse and say you don't want.
Uthi yena ningeti kimi mina ngidakutakini.
You would say don't come to me.
Asangwathiwe uyalethwa.
But when you are
ufuni kulethwa.
But now you don't want to be brought in the church.
Esondweni sitawungena kuya ukuthi batakuthwala or utatithwala.
In the church you enter whether they will take you there or you will take yourself.
Mangabe bayakuletha that is too late.
But if they bring you when you are dead it's very late.
Usaphila tinyawo takha tikisenza wena kungiyo.
When you are still alive your feet should carry you to the right place.
Now lo muntu lokhamile bekatitshela ukuthi impilo inemali.
The rich man thought that with his money he was also Most people they only think about money.
The first thing on their list is money.
La kule list yawe isidingo.
Number 2, jolo.
With me.
And number 3, food.
When start to kudla.
Money, jolo and what? Food. But money,
imali.
Food. Cholo do not affect your soul the real you are a spirit
when
lo munye umuntu mangamthatha ngkhokhe nomunye wakhe yena ngosidudlala ngaphandle mara umoya wonzile
if one of you take your spirit you will find that you are very skinny and bony but outside you are meaty and fleshy
Physical umnengi mara ngemoya umpheli
nasibona la ngaphandle unoni mara phakathi
because people don't care about their spirits
abantu abana ndaba nemoya yabo
look at how nice the girls are in the church
awubheke la mantombazana amahle kwani
look at their makeup
awubheke makeup ya
look at their hairstyles
hey
I'm wondering how does your spirit look like?
Yes, boza ukuthi umoya noma umphefumulo wakho unjani?
Now the Bible says that when the rich man died, he went to hell.
That means he was staying in Ashana.
And when he was in hell, he was asking for a drop of water.
Now I'm not going to be like he was asking God.
He was saying, "Baba, Lone, Dinon, Zabulaza, just put your feet in this."
He
wanted this thing.
He was saying to Lazarus,
how bad is hell if all you want is this?
That was this.
This is what he was crying for. Listen, there is a place that if you go to, you will cry for this. Now, the problem about this thing is that the Bible tells us that when the rich man was in hell, he remember everything. He could remember this sermon. He could remember what the pastor was saying. How do you know that pastor? He could recognize Lazarus. He was even trying to save Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, please, if go from the dead and tell my brothers in Middleburg not to live like this. And Abraham said, it is impossible. You cannot send a person from the dead to come and talk to the living. They have their pastors and their prophets.
What Abraham have to do for the matune Abuya Kurmanabanda Pila.
The
Bible says there is no one from the dead who come and talk to us.
He says they have Moses and the prophets.
But no Moses and the prophets. They are living. They speak with the living. The dead speak with the dead.
When we are being,
you are alive. You are waiting for your grandpa to come
and
now I'm talking to you, you are here.
You are the rich man of this time.
Oh,
I'm
saying to you,
when you die here,
now Shona man,
you will go to either heaven or hell. And you will remember everything that happened on earth. The altar call that the pastor makes that you did not respond to. Now today I want you to listen to me as I preach to you. I want you to take what is inside of you very serious. To take your spirit very serious.
It's serious.
Hallelujah. Tell your name, ask your name, where are you going? After this, why is your soul important? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. I'm going to give you quick points. I want you to read here on your own, on your screen. I hope these guys, you can zoom for the people outside. I want everyone to read this thing. 1, 2, 3, go.
Number two, to gain the whole world is
all the wealth, the money, the fame, the popularity, the acclaim and the honors of this world can offer. But you see, you can have all that and still go to hell. One day I was in the hospital, and I was sitting here, and I was sleeping next to a rich man, with security guards and bodyguards and all kinds of things. A multi-millionaire. And I asked him that, the first question I asked him, was when I talked too much from the time I was a kid, I asked him a question that, why are you not in a private
room?
Why are you not in a private room? Because you can afford it. My mom's medical aid could afford it, but for me it was full. But the higher one, the executive one, it's empty. Because I had been to the hospital a lot of times. So I knew the rules. I told the executive, I asked him. And he said, I'm afraid. He said, why? He said, I have cancer. I am dying. This time, I close my eyes. I'm afraid that I will not open my eyes. And I can see that there are people around my room. You cannot see them. I can see them. And they are trying to come and collect me. That's why I don't sleep even at night.
I said, you young boy, they say, I asked the nurses, who is a young man who spoke too much? Then they came and put me to your room. That's why I'm with you now.
Then he started to tell me, this, I've needed this. This one must go to my auntie. This one must go to my child. This one must go there. I said, hey, old man, I'm very young too. Take all this information. I'm also sick here, and now we are telling you all your problems. But he came after some time. I hear him at night screaming.
One day I'm so full of the man.
And he said, Bala.
He's not over.
What's Bala?
I said, who?
What's Bala?
I said, who? He said, they're here.
What's Bala?
He said, they're here.
What's in what's Bala?
One day, come to police.
Died.
Wow.
He was not so good. I was a kid. He was not so good. Died. His eyes like this. That's why people who die, their eyes are open like this. The things they see sometimes. Scary! My question is, who will fetch you?
Who's on Bano Glanda?
Who do me the most lessons?
You see, I'm very much a beautiful.
Slay queen. She's saying when
there is no point. Will you not be bent in
hell? I don't want you to go there.
I'm fooling you enough.
I you can't. And the only way not to go there is to understand that your spirit is important.
If there ain't one
number three, your soul is important because Jesus said there was nothing valuable enough that you could give in exchange for your soul. Matthew chapter 16, verse
26.
Number four, your soul is important that God has appointed shepherds to guide your soul to heaven. Every preacher has been sent by God to shepherd and guide your souls safely to green pastures.
They say, I'm going because I didn't get a man.
They
go and say, I didn't get a job.
Basi nyahamba,
Because sin is nice.
Mount Gennaro Cholo.
my friend
I was calling Jerome that
the person is from
Jerome
because son of Saint John
because
sin is not son of a sin not a man
the person who says sin is not
son of Saint John sin not Moses is just
sin is not
Moses is showing cause
with my sister who left to gossip.
Like my taller uncles, we are over there.
When you get the gossip, you feel
it. You can't wait.
You start texting your friend, where are you?
As I stand in a match.
Left me now.
I will get you, Shara, it takes me to my emotion, it makes assignment. My friend, I'm going to tell
her, you don't have to share a textbook when she appears and says, hey, my friend, did you hear?
You can't say, did you hear the sermon?
You
can't. You see, as much as sin is nice,
the thing starts to kill
you.
Bit by bit.
It's written on the packet. This thing will what? Kill you. Sometimes we are getting children. We are born alone. This person is not good for you. This boy will kill you. Will kill you softly in your hands. By the time he leaves you, you are half dead. You are wounded. Mother, stop it, I like it. Stop it, I like it.
I said, what do you want from that boy? He said, Pastor, I have a problem. I love bad boys.
Yes, there are some girls who cannot date a proper guy. What's the pastor? We are poor. I got an extra manana. I'm an adventurous. I'm an extra. I got villain. I'm insulted, guy. I'm coming a woman on the woods and I'm in daughter.
He must just have an insulted point at me so that I get better in the
name. I pastor, let's talk on this now. So let's see, I will pray about it.
Your brothers, but never does their tenders as my food now.
Because you see, sin is nice.
No, but, so does it now.
But it is affecting your soul. It's affecting your soul.
The
more pretend like you don't know. Every human being, they know that when they sin, they can feel it. You can feel it. Without my sermon, you can feel it. But you see, Satan will say,
you want to leave such nice things.
But please,
amen.
One more time. One more bottle. One more round. Tell your neighbor, one more.
One more.
No one more. No one more round turns into an unwanted pregnancy.
Just
one more. Yes, again. Like surprise. Surprise. Ta-da. You got a man who's meet them about surprise.
You just gave your child to be surprised.
Because it was what? One more.
Oh, but they will need one more.
I'm about to finish. Your soul is important because it cannot go to hell. When you die, you also say that.
Have you ever done something wrong and then you thought that your father was not going to beat you up? Then you see him taking out his belt, coming towards you.
Sometimes we all know that I want to walk.
At times the parent will just give you a bit left.
So
kumbula mlingati baba wanted an expensive shoe.
My dad once bought me a very expensive shoe.
I don't know why he has buy me an expensive shoe. I was in grade 2.
I'm not baba Tanila baba
Tanila and John Gray.
Hey,
some points. Grade 2.
One Tanila kick and bubbles.
Le fan and angry. I bought it.
I like this one.
Ha! Hey! They're out. Now it has a statue. It's the Macaulay Dolamans is following. Nanyatela Scottela. Nanyal Pola Nansu.
I took my sharp point, I put it inside the tin, I started to slide with it, and then the shoe was just messed up. I was shaking, not the bullet in the tin. Some died when they were going to bury another one and they ended up being buried.
They are going to bury someone and they are constant.
It's a spirit. That we don't want is that if someone dies, another one will fall. Everything that happens in the world happens because of spirits.
When the spirit of death has entered your home, when it has entered, when you bury your uncle, then you do
something
for his spirit not to go. Instead of you praying, you don't pray.
So this becomes spirit of no, the spirit of death was in your house. You never bounded it. You never rebuked it. You never realized that the death of a person, it means the spirit has entered the
family.
He was not talking to you.
And now God is the answer.
Outside, can you hear me?
Are
you
standing on your feet or are you sitting? Now, all of you here, I want you to close your eyes. It's time to fix your soul. You have been damaging your soul with sin. You have been damaging your soul with lies. Running away from God. Making funny remarks about the church. Laughing at pastors. You do not know even why you came to church today. But God has an appointment with your soul. Just like Lazarus. He wants angels to come and fetch you. When you pass away. Everyone, close your eyes. 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 God is about to give you an invitation. If you are here, you are not born again. You are not born again. You are not sure that if you die today, you will go to heaven or hell. And you say, my pastor, I want to be sure. I want to be sure that when I die here, I will be like Lazarus. I'll go to heaven. You are here. You are saying, Pastor, I want God to forgive me for all of my sins. These sins are heavy on my soul. Some of them I cannot leave them. I'm trying, but I can't. I want God to forgive me and help me to overcome my sins. You are here, you are saying, I want to register my name in heaven. I want to be a child of God. If you fall in this group, raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. In the church, raise your hand. Inside the church, raise your hand. Your heart is skipping a beat. You are worried. Should I go? Should I raise it? What do people say? Don't think about people. Listen to me. You can't go to hell. You can't. If you raise your hand, I want you, if you are in the church, I want you to come to me. In front. If you are in the tent, if you are in the tent, move forward in the tent towards the screen. Go towards the screen in the tent. If you are in church, I want you to come forward. If you have raised your hand, Mabu Pamsasa Nasan, where are you? Come.
We're going
I want you all to follow me in this prayer.
And earlier.
Now, when people are getting married, they just stand in front of a pastor, say words, and then they are married. Have you seen that before? Today, as you are being born again, you are also going to confess. And when you confess, God is going to give you a new soul. And from today, you will be a citizen of heaven. Hello.
Amen.
I want you to lift up both of your hands. Both of your hands. Everyone. Church, I want you to follow me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father,
Dear Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Father, you know my sins.
Father, you know my sins.
The things that I've done in secret. And the ones that I've done in public. Please forgive me. For all my sins. Your word says,
if any person comes to you,
you will not turn them back. Today I've come to you. Please receive me into your kingdom. From today, I believe with all my heart. That Jesus Christ is Lord. That He died for my sins on the cross. And was raised from the dead on the third day. He went to hell. So that I can go to heaven. He took my place as a sinner. So that I can become a child of God. Today, I'm born again. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus.
All of my sins.
Past and present. Are forgiven. Today.
I have received
a new spirit. My soul has been renewed. And I'm a child of God.
Satan!
Listen to me now. Say,
Holy Spirit,
please come into my heart.
Fill me
and guide me.
Amen.